Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Thank you.
Next!
Okay. First things first, your exes should be blocked.
You know, acknowledging the good things and moving on.
We're not about bad vibes here.
Are you relationship experts?
No.
My pants were wet.
It ain't even about BDE anymore. It's about thank you next energy, yeah?
Hello and welcome to Thank You Next. I don't know if it's coming home. I don't really care. And that's all that matters. You're listening to Thank You Next.
I kind of care. But as we're recording this, England are about to play Germany. And it might all end in tears. But you know what? While one European dream ends, another one starts. I mean, I don't know if it's ended yet. You will probably know by the time you're listening to this. But Love Island is back, baby. And that's the only European shit I care about.
Do you ever go past people's houses that have got England flag and think, EDL?
It's so scary because it's just like, yeah, obviously, traditionally, it's always been, yeah, an EDL thing. And now I go past and like, I don't know how to feel about it. I feel torn inside. I'm like, are you a racist? Do you want to be my friend and watch the England match with me? But are you a racist? But shall we watch the England match together?
Nah, straight up EDL in my eyes.
I don't know how I feel about that. But never mind. We move on. So if you don't know, I am Raj, the ex-football hooligan.
And I am Hardy, the football hater. I really do not like sport. And Wimbledon can fuck off as well because I ain't got time for that.
I went to Wimbledon and it was fucking sick.
Yeah, right. What was good about it?
It was just so much fun. And people shout really stupid things at people when they play tennis. And it's just really funny.
Like what?
Just really dumb things. I can't remember. I actually can't remember. It was a long time ago. I saw legends that day. Basically, you can't tell what match you're going to or whatever. You just buy like tickets for an area and whoever's in your area you get to see that day. I saw Serena Williams.
Oh, shit.
I saw Andy Murray. Basically, I saw all the legends and I was just like, damn, this is fun. It's like you sit there and you think it's really civilized and whatever, but it's not because everyone's pissed off champagne and Pimm's. Everyone's just getting drunk, but they look really civilized. Oh, and it's quite fun because you can spot celebrities. So from where I was, I saw Meghan Markle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I saw Victoria Beckham as well. She was there near Meg's.
Bloody hell.
I just think Wimbledon's a mad day out.
Anytime I think of Victoria Beckham, I think of that short hair that she had in like, out of your mind.
You're out of your mind. That was a really good career move, doing that track with Dane Bowers.
Anyways, back to what we do here on this podcast. We look back. It's not even back. Sometimes it's like yesterday.
Yeah.
All the relationships in our lives. We inspect the L's that we have taken in them, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we figure out what they have taught us. And what we mean by all of the relationships is basically all of the variety of relationships in our lives. So our relationships with our friends, our family, colleagues, neighbours, acquaintances, and even the guy who hit on me in the park, added me, DM'd me, and then within an hour, he had unadded me and un-DM'd me.
Well, that escalated quickly.
We'll get on to that in a bit. Anyway.
So every week, we and our guests get a little bit reflective and we say thank you next to a lot of shit that's gone down in our lives. And today we're going to be joined by British singer and songwriter Shana Bass, who you might remember from Clean Bandit's track Extraordinary. Because when you say extraordinary, like I was like, what track is that? But then when I heard the chorus, I was like, oh my God, that track.
Yep, that track.
That track. And guess what?
Go on.
She's my Taurus sister, yeah?
Oh no, like, not another one of these.
How come we're having so many Tauruses on the podcast?
Wait. Was our last guest a Taurus?
Katie Thistleton was a Taurus.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. And you know what? Shana Bass actually shares her birthday with the Queen.
The actual queen or you, the queen?
The queen, mother, queen of dragons. I don't know, mother of dragons?
No, we've not had a Pisces on yet.
Because we're waiting for Rihanna, that's why.
We're literally,
it's only going to be bad girl Riri, innit? We don't want no other Pisces. Because we got you, the next best thing is Rihanna, you know?
There you go.
So there we go. If you are a Pisces and you want to come on the podcast, just email us.
Oh yeah, if you're a Pisces, let us know. I reckon there are Pisces that listen to this.
Test that theory out. Are there any Pisces listening to this? But as well, going back to Shauna Bass, she's one of Amazon Music's top picks for 2021. She's a one to watch, yo.
Shit, then. And that's why we got her here, you know?
And you know what she's been doing since May this year? She's been dropping a new track every month.
Imagine dropping a whole new track every month. After a whole year, you have an album.
Yeah, basically a new album. Maybe that's the plan.
I wonder if they're themed, because she's only on what, month two, right?
They are relationship-y.
That's why we have her on also. Her lyrics are very raw.
Raw.
You know, her songs are all very relatable. We're going to get into her lyrics, but yeah. Very personal.
Very personal.
I saw someone had described it as delicate.
Delicate?
Delicate. It's kind of, her lyrics are delicate. Her singing is delicate, but the beats are not.
I don't think her lyrics are delicate. I think what she's saying is quite...
Ooh.
Yeah, I think her lyrics are quite raw, like, which is not... I wouldn't really say delicate. If you're saying you're bussing a 9 for someone, that's not really a delicate thing to say, you know? You're making a very strong... statement.
She is the queen of doing it all, though, because when I googled her, I was just looking for her latest music, the stuff that I know of and have heard of or seen come across, and then yeah, Clean Bandit, that song came up and I was just like, shit, that was her. I had no idea. It's so mad as well, because that came out in what, 2014, and we're obviously in 2021, and it's like, shit, it's a whole new Shauna.
I think she met Clean Bandit when she was 14, so I don't actually know how old she was when she did that track, but she can tell us.
Fuck.
She can fill us in. And you know what, guys? It's not all about us. It's also about you, especially if you are a Pisces. We want to know what you want to say thank you next to. Email us at hithankyounextpodcast@gmail.com. Tell us about your relationship lessons. What's going on in your life right now? Is anyone approaching you in the park and then adding you and then deleting you? I don't know. Or is that just hardy, you know?
There are some hotties out there. You know what? I went to a cabin on the weekend and my friend... We came across this guy. I was like, oh, he's so hot. And she was like, Hardy, you just like really plain dudes. I was like, what? Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, if you want to know more about Hardeep's type, you can follow us on socials for memes, spicy photos, and just really good chat. We do really good polls, like, would you take back an ex?
Yesterday we did Love Island about Chloe.
Chloe?
Yeah. Chloe's at the door. Would you go out or would you stay?
Who's Chloe?
The new one, the girl that came at right at the end.
That girl is just...
Oh, you only gave her a second. We don't even know her yet.
Anyway, yes, our socials are Thank You Next Pod, if you didn't know.
There you go.
Thank you.
So we're going to get into shit that went down this week. Raj also came across a weirdo. Tell me about this one.
I kind of posted a TikTok on our page about this the other day, about, you know, when you're so woke... You've done so much self-work. You've read all the books. You're still reading all the books. You're buying all the books. You're reading all the articles. You're following all the Instagram pages. You just know too much. So I think that really fucks things up for you. Because the TikTok that I shared is this dude that was like, yeah, I've done all the therapy, blah, blah, blah. But now any little thing, any small thing where you are messing with my boundaries, you're out, kind of thing.
But it's not about getting rid of them, is it? Getting rid of people. It's about communicating those boundaries to other people.
Yeah, but so we were at the pub the other day, outdoors, three of us, three girls sitting there having a chat, giggling away.
Sexy.
This brown dude comes up to us who my mate described afterwards as a slug, just so you know.
That sounds... When I think of slug, I think of eyebrows. I think of eyebrows and, like, overly gelled hair.
So he came up to us and he's like, oh, ladies, do you mind if I have a seat with you? My friends are really boring. Can I have a seat with you? And we were like...
Could you see his friends? Were they there?
Because of where we were in the pub, like, they were in the garden bit, so we couldn't see them. But there was definitely... A dude came afterwards to try and have a ciggy with him. So I was like, okay, fine. But anyway, he was like, yeah, so they're really boring. Can we sit with you? And we were like, okay, like, I mean... In our area, I just have to say, no one does that. The area is a slightly hoodish area. It has its bougie parts. It has its hood. No one really talks to everyone. Like, you only talk to people that you know. I don't know. It's not an area where you talk to strangers. Do you know what I mean?
Also, he cussed his friends in the first. Imagine if I was with you, left you, went up to someone else and said.
That could be red flag number one that I even missed. I missed that one. You picked that one up. So, pew, pew, pew. Sat down and then he liked one of my mates. I'm not going to say who it was, but obviously.
No, I know who it is.
And so he's sitting there and he's chatting. The girls didn't really know what to do. So I just kept asking him loads of questions. And he had really and honestly nothing to say for himself. And the one thing that the girls kept saying was, oh my God, you're so ballsy for coming up to us.
It does take a lot of balls to go approach someone, sit down at their table.
Yeah, it does. There's two types of guys that do this, yeah? So there's a type of guy that actually does it because he genuinely wants to make a connection with someone and he's thinking it's now or never. But then there's a type of guy who is a serial approacher whose go-to move is just to approach girls and do that. So I think you've got to figure out, is this one of those or is this a genuine thing? And he had nothing to say for himself, literally. He sat down and I don't know what happened, but something happened and he turned around and said, I'm a gentleman. And obviously from the multiple conversations we've had on this podcast, from watching Promising Young Women, from the time Olivia Junkier was on, a guy that calls himself a nice guy or a gentleman, that's a slight red flag, isn't it?
Well, Neo, his entire brand was based on being a gentleman. And when I Googled Neo to find out how many baby mamas, marriages, relationship, cheating, this, the guy who shouts the loudest about being a gentleman, the fact you need to say it, it's like, yes, I treat people with respect. I mean, that would be nice to hear once, but if it's your whole entire brand, you need to really get a new brand.
Yeah. So when I said to him, but if you're a gentleman, like you wouldn't need to say that you're a gentleman, like that's not a very gentlemanly thing to do. His eyes flickered. When I tell you his eyes, they darted at me. Like, you know, when someone wants to like get up out of their seat and jump at you, it was like that. And I was like, oh my God, I hit a nerve. And the minute I saw that, I was like, this dude is full of shit, literally. So then I just started giving him a hard time, but then he couldn't handle it. And then he tried to like cuss me.
What did he say?
He was trying to be like, yeah, you're the gatekeeper. You're the one that thinks she's alternative. You're the this one. And I just turned around and looked at him. And with that look, he shat himself. And then he was like, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. I just said to him, no, if you've got a point to make, make it, please go ahead. Anyway, it was just a very...
I can't imagine, yeah, being a stranger out in the world, come across Raj and then feeling the wrath of Raj.
I was on my best behavior, Hardeep. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything.
What were your mates saying?
I think she was enjoying it because she was like, oh, no one comes. People don't do that. Men don't come up. And I was like, homie, like we've dated like the worst of the worst. We know that there are men out there that just do this as a sport. He was blatantly one of them. And then no one asked him what he does. No one asked him anything. Out of the blue, he's like, yeah, I'm training to be a teacher. I'm going to be a teacher in September, you know, because I want to inspire people. I want to inspire children. And it's like, homie, did you rehearse these lines in the mirror?
But I don't really like telling people what I do because it's like, it doesn't matter. And I wouldn't start telling them why.
It's like he was rehearsing to go on Love Island. Like, you know.
Yeah, that sounds like.
Like, oh, hi, I'm Brown Boy from Hanwell. And I grew up in India and I'm so cultured. And I used to be in finance, but then I discovered the world and that I want to inspire people. And now I'm going to be a teacher. Like, props to you if you want to be a teacher because you want to inspire people. But please, is that what you say to people that you've been sitting with for 5 minutes? Really?
No, that's weird. That is really weird. I was thinking about why we do what we do. And, you know, I'm still working that out. And I don't think there's one answer or you can't put it in a box, you know?
No, there isn't one answer. And if I think every time someone asks you, you would give them a different answer because there are multiple things, multiple reasons. My other mate was like giving him shit as well. She was actually, he kept saying things like, oh, I've really enjoyed sitting with you girls so I can learn. You know, I really enjoy learning. So my mate was like, well, what did you learn then from sitting with us? And he was like, oh, tell me more, educate me more. So he didn't even answer the question.
I feel like he turned it into a life experiment. I think sometimes we could all be a bit better at thinking, what can we learn from these shitty things? One thing I do want to ask you though is, I was having a conversation with a friend last week who's a DJ, and he said to me, girls approach me, but the girls that approach me are weird. And then I said, guys who approach me are weird. Isn't it funny how the ones that have the balls to come up to us and approach us, we think are weird. Why do we think the people that actually approach us are weird?
I have to say, yeah, I'm thinking back to people that have approached me and I don't think all of them are weird, but they scare off easily. So if someone approaches me, I am going to give them a bit of bounce. And if they can't handle that, and most of the time they can't, they're like, oh, what do I say back to that?
Yeah, but are you doing it too much? Like, are you going in with like, your shoes are shit, your face is shit, your life's shit?
No.
Are you like tipping it over the edge?
No, it was something like, I think I remember one time this dude must have said something to me and I just said, yeah, I bet you say that to all the girls da, 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 or something. And then he just didn't know what to say back. And I just thought, oh my God, but like, I'm not cussing you. I'm just having bants anyway.
Thing is, I always assume that I want to feel special. Number one, I want to feel special.
Everyone so then when does. It's not just you.
Yeah. So when someone comes up to me, I assume that that they do it as a sport. And then I'm like, oh, I'm not special. But I would never do it. I haven't in the past approached other people, but me and my friends are saying we want to get better at it.
Approaching men?
Anybody. Approaching people, making friends.
Oh, approaching people and making friends. Okay.
All of it. Maybe not. Maybe being like, yo, you're fit.
Yo. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so one of my friends was giving him a really bad time as well. I don't think I was giving him a hard time or anything, but afterwards, my mate that he was trying to chat to, who then told him that she was married when she isn't, she was like, why did you react like that and all of that? And I was like, because I can see all the red flags. I can see through all the bullshit. Like, I dated someone who was exactly like this and he told me that these were his moves. So he just literally, I just saw the spirit of that dude within this dude. And I was like, oh my God, I'm shutting this down right now.
But you gotta leave her, if her problem really, isn't it?
She didn't want it anyway, but it's like, if he wants to, I also just think, if you want to chat to a girl and you don't want to like sit with the friends and you don't want to do all of that, then say to that girl, do you want to go for a walk? Or should we go, can I buy you a drink? Can we go to the bar? Or do you know what I mean?
I understand how you got into that. I would just want to leave. I'd feel uncomfortable, like, oh, should I leave you?
And then afterwards, I was just like, nah, if you want to talk to her, just talk to her, don't talk to me. And then he was like, no, I want to get to know you too. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, what is this guy doing?
It is irritating. Very irritating.
I think it's fun if it would have been someone else, anyone else that actually had game and actually had things to say and wasn't being there like, hey, look at my Scouts honor badges. Teacher, tick. Inspiration, tick.
Yeah, that was lame.
Yeah, like, shut up, man. Anyway, so yeah, I just think it's tough out here when you're actually woke to a lot of these things and little red flags. And then you're just like, oh, red flag, ding, 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 ding.
But hopefully it's like you find the people that you want to find because you're putting your energy elsewhere.
I hope so, girl.
Well, I thought I was doing the right thing by being open-minded when I was in the park last week. And yeah, that guy who came up to me, he straight away was like, what is your type? Do you want to date? Have you got a boyfriend?
Why is that the question that gets asked immediately? What's your type?
I don't have a type and I'm open to friendship and I'm trying to keep my heart open, but I don't think I'm ready for dating or a relationship too much right now. I have other things to do. But he was so like, I don't want friendship at all. I don't want to waste my time. I was like, okay.
That's so strange because friendship is the basis of a good relationship.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit weird.
What does he want? Does he want to cut to all the good shit, the sex?
My housemate did say the same thing. Oh, he just wants to have sex or something. But I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like if you don't want to, what does that mean? You don't want to waste time by getting to know someone via friendship, which is the only way to get to know someone. How do you define dating? If you've gone on one date or if you've gone on one date and you're getting to know each other, are you friends or are you dating? I don't know. It's fucking hard, I don't know.
No idea, mate. No idea. But anyway, yeah, he added me and then unadded me and unmessaged me.
So he added you on what? Instagram?
Yeah, because I was like, well, I'd be up for like talking to... As I walked away, I didn't really want to talk to him. But
do you think your content scared him? Was he like, oh my God,
yeah,
this
is the second time this has happened, by the way.
Okay, what happened?
So last year, this guy in Paper Chase literally wouldn't leave me alone. He worked there and we were talking. And then, yeah, I added him and then he added me back and then he didn't add me back. And I was like, why? But he'd been looking at my stories and I was like, okay. I do think the content might scare him off, but... It's not my problem.
Then they're not for you if they get scared by the content. Do you know what I mean? And that's the same thing I mean about the banter. If someone can't handle my banter, like, how am I supposed to have a relationship with that person?
If you ain't got no banter, honey.
So what did he message you that he unmessaged you?
Oh, so when he was standing in front of me, he added me and he messaged me just saying hi when he was in front of me. So I got the message. And then when I went home, because I saw it en route, because I don't always have my phone on. I try and not... I try and keep my time down on it sometimes.
Yeah.
But after I'd finished shopping, because I went to the shops after, I got myself some food, like a big hour shop, came back, walked home, took my time. By the time I looked at my phone again, he was disappeared, gone. I was like, all right. But I did notice, because I did have a quick look before, he was being followed by 500 people and was following 6 people. And I was like, that ratio is a bit off. And he'd posted one picture maybe, or I don't know. It's a bit like a burner account.
That's really strange. That's really, and I just think the fact that he was like, yeah, I don't want to waste time. I don't want to do this. I'm not looking for friendship. I just want a date. I don't know. Are there better ways of saying that? Like, was that the best way to say that? It's a bit weird.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to work with me. It might work with someone else. And I think, I do feel like I've been saying this week after week. There is a thirst out there. People are looking. People are searching.
Thank you. Next. Another thing that happened this week is Love Island started.
We've all been waiting for it.
Oh my God, I was so excited to watch it.
I was actually very excited as well.
As we record this, one episode of Love Island has gone out. It's the first episode. It was a bit longer than I was expecting, an hour and a half.
I'm glad, because I was a bit upset, because I was like, well, they're just going to pair up and then that's it. I need a bit of tea. And I feel like I had enough of a bit of tea to keep me going, to make up my own stories in my head about what was going on. And
I have to say, as a first episode, it wasn't great.
It wasn't drama. Everyone seems quite like, oh, take it, I guess, if I have to.
I do have fan favourites now, though. I do have two fan favourites. Mm-hmm. Someone messaged me yesterday, actually, and they were like, who's your favourite couple then? And I said, Kaz and Shannon. And they thought that Kaz was a boy. And I was like, no! But I want two girls to win this year because they seem like the most normal people there. The girls this year were really stush. Like, no one wanted to step forward for anyone, and they kind of did. But I feel like they were told to count to 10 in their heads and then step forward. So it was like it was creating drama for no reason.
Well, it is edited, no?
It is edited, but you could see that there was a wait. And they've never done that before in any of the other seasons. There's really? Never been, I don't remember there being like this big wait for a step forward. It's usually people are like looking at each other and like eyeing each other up and being like, yeah, I might step forward. Do you know what I mean? I know who the villain of this season is going to be.
Who?
Faye.
Okay.
I think she's very try hard. She's coming across really bitter.
I think she was just trying to have banter and it come out wrong.
Is that banter though?
Like, she's trying to just do like a, you know, they say when the fish is the dying, it's doing its final flop. She's just like, just got to say something quick.
I genuinely last night thought that there was something wrong with my TV because the colour of people was really off. Like, some people looked really red. Mm. Some people looked like lobsters. Some people looked like Orangina bottles, Tango.
That was it. I was talking to someone who does the Love Island socials, and he was saying to me that he's seen it before and after the colour grading, and they don't normally look like that.
How come Laura looks normal then, and everyone else looks orange?
Laura has got, like, fake brown tan though, hasn't she? I don't know if that's any different. I'm not sure.
She's Irish, mate. She don't look...
Oh, wait, sorry. I was thinking Maura. Sorry, who are you thinking?
Laura, the host. Laura Whitmore. She doesn't look orange. The other thing that happened last night, which was absolutely bananas, is someone's foot was in someone's mouth. Now, Jake came on and he was like, I've got a foot fetish, da da da. This isn't the first time that we've had someone come on and say he has a foot fetish. Last year's winner... Sorry, the year before's winner? When was the last time we had Love Island? But anyway, he also had a foot fetish. But this dude, he was like, I love the little white toes. I love the little white toes. Da, 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 da. And it was like, I don't know. You know, white nail polish is like a thing.
Why are you against it?
Because men are out here being like, yeah, little white toes. Yeah, if she ain't got white toenails or not white toenails and I ain't having it. Da, da. It's like, yeah, bro, don't have it.
I don't have it then. That's fine.
Oh,
my toes look good when I do white toenails, but I'm not doing them for you.
What is this thing about white toenails? And then obviously, like, Kaz put her foot in what's his face's mouth. I was eating pizza last night. I was having a nice...
Why was you doing that? When you knew the toe, you should have put the pizza down.
I was having a nice vegan pizza and I was just like, la, 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 la. And then next thing I know, they get this dare and I was like, nah, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Next thing, there's a toe in the mouth. And you know when that happened, I genuinely wanted to feel sick, but it was like I could physically feel a toe in my mouth.
Why are you picturing it, trying to feel it? No one told you to do that.
It's like, you know when you see someone puke and then you feel like you're going to puke?
Yeah.
It's just a knee-jerk reaction.
If you had to put my foot in your mouth, would you do it?
No, Hardeep.
Okay, just asking.
Hardeep.
Sort of ask.
And then my mum decided to come in at the point they were playing these games. So Pav's sitting there because Pav has never watched Love Island before. So I made her watch Love Island with me yesterday. Made it an event, like event TV, yeah?
Mm.
And then I made her watch the penalties after, which she didn't enjoy, but anyway. And then my mum comes in and then like we watch it and I was like, oh my God. And then my mum starts going into all the different types of germs that are in your feet. Blah, blah, blah. Why you shouldn't put people's feet in your mouth. And then she was like, you know why these lot are doing it though? And I was like, why? And she was like, because they want to get famous.
It is memorable. Like we are talking about it. You put the foot in the mouth.
Yes.
Out of all the things that happened, that was probably quite memorable. Oh yeah. And also I saw like memes and stuff. Why were they filming it on the camera phone? And it's like, we've seen it on TV as well.
Someone did a tweet last night. I think it was Benno London. And it was like, yeah, we know that that guy's, because the guy who filmed it was the guy who has a foot fetish.
Mm.
So he was like, yeah, he's keeping it so he can jerk off to it tonight. Like he's going to do a little wanky wanky, a little mutamara, as we call it.
I was actually quite impressed with Shannon's natural makeup vibe.
Oh my God. Can we just talk for 1 second? Hardy, that girl is so fucking fit. So beautiful. I was like, I am stunned. I don't know. Am I bi now? What does this mean?
She's hot.
And the Scottish accent is like, she's got everything going for her. She's got a beautiful body.
She's very attractive. And that's actually nice to see. When have we ever seen a brown girl who's been the main character? They've always been the side character.
The hair. Listen, she looks so good. She
looks peng.
I kept saying it to Pav. I was like, this girl is stunning. I can't get over it.
Her eyes.
She's beautiful.
You know what made me laugh, actually? I saw a meme going around as well on Twitter about the Kris Jenner thing. Because, you know, she said, oh, I used to be a glamour model. My mum took my photos for me and then she sent it off to an agent. And I saw that Kris Jenner when Kim was doing that Playboy shoot or something.
Yeah, and it's like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. You're doing great.
Yeah, that made me laugh. Because I was trying to imagine her mum just there, like at home, taking a photos for her.
The girls are kind of bitchy this year. Not all of the girls, but the vibe I'm getting is like, is it Sharon is the girl that's with Hugo at the moment?
They're all quite hard to please.
I just didn't like it. He's so nice. And she was just like, it's only been a few hours, babe. Like, relax.
Mm.
It's all right. People are probably shy. They're getting used to cameras being around them.
They're all always very hard on each other.
I didn't like it. And then little Hugo is like, oh yeah, I'm going to go and get my water. And then he comes back with champagne for everyone.
He was very positive because even when he got put with her, which he didn't choose that. He looked for the positive. He said, oh, you'll keep me on my toes.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh yeah, but this and yeah, but that. But that also reminds me of me because I do that. Sometimes outwardly, I think I might say to you, if you had an idea or if we have an idea, I might say, oh, nah, I'll talk to you about the bad things so we can iron them out. But inside, I'll know the good things.
I don't know. Ideas and stuff. Again, it's a little bit different. Plus, I know how it works. I know I have to sell it to you a little bit more and then I cover it from all angles. And then in the end, you say, yeah, usually. So I'm just like, I kind of know what I'm doing there. You know what I mean? It's like a sales pitch. But I just think you lot all know what it is. It's not a new situation. It's Love Island. You're there on the first day. Mm. Just be nice. Don't be bitchy. Like, just, I put out a tweet yesterday.
I like Hugo. Hugo's my fave.
He looks like one of Pav's exes. But anyway, I put out a tweet that was just like, protect Hugo at all costs, because it just like, he seems really sweet. Bless his heart.
Do you not think he's cute? Would you not go there?
No one's doing it for me yet. Apart from Shannon.
I wouldn't say anyone's doing it for me.
Shannon is hot. I could look at that all day. That is art.
I feel like, you know, Aaron and Toby, they're like, oh, Niane, you know? Like, oh, little cuties. But not for me, for someone else. One thing I did also notice that I wanted to talk about is Jake was talking about the Birmingham girl, Liberty.
Yeah.
And she's saying one thing, oh, it's a vibe. And he's like, yeah, it's a vibe. And then he says, but I don't want to rip her clothes off. I don't understand why has ripping someone's clothes off, why is it so fucking important? And why is it prioritized over everything else? It's like, oh yeah, this.
Hardy, as someone who has, you know, been in situations where they've walked away from certain things because attraction wasn't being felt and the fanny flutters, if we go into Love Island terminology, wasn't felt, how can you not understand this?
Yeah,
if you're not getting fanny flutters, you know, you've got to butterfly out of there.
I look at these programs as an experiment these days. Social psychology, you sit back, you watch, and you're like,
No, definitely. And we're going to be catching up with Black Girls Living about Love Island for a special episode coming out soon. We'll keep you posted on that on our socials. Make sure you're following us at Thank You Next Pod.
Thank You Next.
We mentioned earlier that we're going to be joined by singer Shana Bass, so we're going to get to it and find out what she's saying. Thank you. Next to you, Shana, welcome to Thank You Next.
Woo-hoo. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, we're so happy to have you here. We had mad technical issues, didn't we?
Girl, if only you knew, girl.
Oh, we want to say, first of all, big up to being named one of Amazon Music's ones to watch for 2021. Yeah, we need to ask you, how do you feel about that? How did you feel when you found out?
Super excited and like super grateful that they even chose me, to be honest. Like, I was just like, oh my God, look at me, yay, woo.
It's so sick though.
Was it a surprise?
Yeah, proper sick. Yeah, I was like so shocked. Like, literally, my mother told me, and I was like, oh, Amazon, woo. Because now I love a little Amazon, you know. So I was like, oh my gosh, yay. And then when I saw the cover and everything, I was like, oh, this is real. Like, they picked me. Wow. Like, yay.
Did they send you a goodie basket or did you get like Amazon Prime free for a year or anything?
No, I really should have, because they didn't sponsor the kid, because I'm always up on Amazon like every day.
But still, it's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a big thing. You feel any pressure afterwards? Were you like, shit now? Like, oof, everyone's watching me.
No, not more pressure. More like, just like, oh, I need to show out. Like, I need to show them what I got, because I know I got it. So I just need to show it. So it's like a good opportunity. So I'm just excited to be able to share with them, like my music and all that. So yeah.
And that is kind of what you're doing right now. You're releasing a new track every month.
Yes, I'm trying to like show consistency. And yeah, I'm just trying to drop music because I'm always sitting on gems. So I just thought, to release it.
And are you recording them monthly or are there things that have been around? Are there going to be any covers? Like,
both. Like, some is like just off the basket, like from old stuff. Some is like literally on the day I just make it how I feel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it just depends. And plus, I've got an album coming after the 12 songs, so I'm saving like my little special ones for that. So yeah.
Oh, okay. So is that going to be what, in 2022?
Yes. Cooking. You already know. Always prepared.
I feel like your work rate is quite mad. Looking at your YouTube and stuff, very regular. You've been around for a while.
They're trying, you know.
Yeah, one of your most played songs on Spotify is Bussa 9.
Yeah. That's my tune.
Right, the lyrics.
Emotional one.
I would have bust a 9 for you.
I would have, should have, could have, would have, put have. That song was like based on like real life, like experiences that I was going through, some real like heartbreak. And that was just my way of expressing it out. Like, I would have bust a whole 9 for you, boy. Like,
does that person know who it's about them?
Yeah. I mean, it's now all that kind of too. So it's just like, ugh. But I will not bust a 9 for you now, and that's just on.
Old you would have.
Old me, yeah, like old me.
So was that track your closure to that situation? Was that like, I'm telling you where I was at, but that's not me no more?
Yeah, it was like my closure. Like, even in the video, that's why I had the funeral scene, because it was like the relationship is dead now. Like, God. It's done and gone. Like,
whole bye, funeral.
Like, it's gone. Yeah, it had to, you know, you have to end it really good. I had to end it on a high note. So, yeah.
Yeah, people say to me that love makes me crazy. Does it make you crazy?
1,000,000%. Billion percent. That's why
I get those vibes.
I'm like, I don't know why, but like when I'm in like 100%, like all my energy's in. So when I feel like you're trying to violate a bit, my head just starts to, you know, trickle trickle, and I can't help it.
Raj is a bit of a ride or die, ain't you?
Yeah, I am a ride or die. So are you basically a ride or die as well?
Yeah, it's only right. Like, if I'm with
you,
it's
the only way to do it.
What's the point? I don't like half hearted stuff. So like, what's the point? Like, if I'm not giving 100, I don't get the whole, like, I don't get the point.
Actually, when I was Googling you and going into Twitter this morning, I saw a funny tweet. So someone called Cockbiter, lol, on Twitter.
Cockbiter,
that
you
was
know.
That's their actual name on Twitter, said, Shana Bass, Bussa 9. Can't relate, but it's a lovely song.
Thank you, darling. Thank you, Cockbiter. Yeah.
It made me laugh.
Cockbiter, sorry, dude.
Oh my God, I can't. Please, like, I was thinking about last night's Love Island, you know, them sucking toes, and now I'm thinking about someone biting cocks. Dottiness. It's just too much.
Sorry, that's Dotty. She had her shoes on all day. Like, it wasn't even like she quickly just dabbled her foot in like some water or something.
Yeah, I was like, did they edit it? Did the man say clean her feet first? Like, wash her feet in front of me, then I'll put it
but
in.
But then she still went downstairs with the shoe on. So therefore, I need it fresh out the shower. Like, I need to see you in the shower, so on the foot, and not my mouth.
Yeah, but what about under the nail? What about what gets under the nail? Oh.
Nah, it was rank.
Even the ear one, I was like, she was on that ear, and I said, okay, girl.
Her lipstick was
okay, that's what you're doing.
I feel like I could feel what was in his body. If I was him, I would have been like weak. I would have been on the floor dead. He can't go back to being a teacher, surely, after this.
No, surely
you can't, No, you can't.
On a side note, I do think he's the hottest.
Really? The teacher guy?
He's cute.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I like the beard guy, the one with the muscly looking beard.
Oh, Jake.
I like the beard, didn't it? So if he was mad tall, maybe he has like a little bit of potential.
But Shada, his skin is orange.
Yeah, that's what I said, he has a little bit of potential.
Let's take it way back, actually. Me and Raj, we were Googling you, stalking you, which is one of our favourite things to do with our guests. We don't know if you like talking about this.
Are you talking about Extraordinary Clean Bandit?
Yes. Shock. Yes.
Are you tired of talking about this track?
You know what? Not really, because at the end of the day, that's what was like my first thing of how I knew I loved music. Like, that was my first little thing. So not really, nah. I'm all right.
It's kind of like your origin story. Yeah. If you were a superhero, that's like...
So I didn't realise that was you, because I know about your new music. I didn't realise about that. So when we were looking, watching the video,
I was like super young.
You look so young. And obviously that tune is fucking huge. Clean Bandit are massive.
That was like literally my first time in the studio or anything. Like, they met me when I was like 14 years old, randomly. Like, when I was on the street, they heard me singing. They were like, oh, can we record you? I was like, yeah, that's right. And then when I was 16, they hit me up and they were like, come to the studio. Went to the studio, made the song next minute. And I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy.
That's mad. You must have heard yourself on the radio then all the time back then.
Yeah. And I loved it. I loved it. I was like, me, yeah, me.
And the dancing on the...
Girl, that's one thing we ain't gonna do. Because I promise I can block it all the way down. But I didn't want to show out too much in there. I said, look, let me give the other girls a chance.
Well, this is the thing. You switch up your style quite a lot. Like, you do a lot of raw stuff. And I mean, we can see that you can do that kind of stuff as well. And it's documented. So it's always there. But I think that's cool. It's cool, man. It shows your progression and all the rest of it.
Yeah, and like, I feel like now, like, this is me. Like, this is actually my own sound. But, like, I'm developed now. That was literally when I was literally... Like, I didn't even know what I was doing. Like, but now I feel like that gave me a step in the right direction. And now I'm on, like, the right path to what I really want to do. So, yeah.
Mm, and before that, did you know that you wanted to do music? Before Clean Bandit came along and, like...
No, I was literally... No, I wanted to be, like, a lawyer because I love a little argument.
I love an argument.
So my mom was like, you'd be so good as a lawyer because I'm always debating with people and stuff like that, so...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, but I've always just loved music. Like, I've always loved singing, like, from young. And then, yeah, literally, I was at a youth club. They heard me sing. And then next minute, boom. And then from when I went to the studio with them for the first time, I knew, yeah, this is what I want to do, like, 1,000,000%.
You must have learned a lot of stuff then working from Clean Bandit and that whole experience. Is there, like, a memory or a lesson that, like, really stuck out to you from that?
My biggest lesson was probably, like, performing. Because with them, like, it's massive festivals, like... loads of people, even though I'm mad loud and that, I'm actually really shy, like, when it comes to, like, singing and performing. So I think that taught me how to be confident. I, like, just taught me just to fuck it, like, don't care what no one says, just do my thing. And yeah, that was, like, my biggest lesson, I think.
We've heard that you do a bit of freestyling, like Biggie Small style. When was the last time you dropped a freestyle? Like, even to someone, like, when do you do it?
Oh, I'm always, no, that's how I usually write. So, like, yesterday, like, I'm all,
oh, yeah, really?
That's how I, like, get all my creative juices going, freestyling. Like, I'm not, me, my concentration levels are really not here for the whole writing down things. That's too school for me. So, like, I always just put on a beat, freestyle, and then I'll, like, analyze the song and see if, like, I really like it. But I feel like when I freestyle, if I don't remember it, that means to me the song's not good. Like, so yeah, I freestyle like everything I do. So yesterday was the last time I freestyled.
That's like Jay-Z's process, isn't it? I think, like, doesn't he just freestyle everything?
Even when I record, yeah, like, I won't listen to, I won't have my voice in the headphones. Like, I'll just have, like, the beat playing and I'll just sing. So people are like, oh, you record like a rapper, and I'm like, really? Really?
Are you going to do any raps?
I can't rap the same in my life. I wish I could rap, but I don't know why. It doesn't happen for me.
Have you tried? I feel like I try sometimes.
Like, I've tried numerous times. I know I'm not good. Like, it's just not it.
And you know some of the themes and stuff that you talk about in your tracks, like in Next Up, you mentioned, like, death and sectioning. These are very heavy topics. How do you write about those?
The same thing, really. I just freestyle because that's literally what I'm going through in my life. Like, because I'm really bad at, like, expressing my emotions and expressing what I go through. Like, literally, my music's like my diary, kind of. So it just comes out, and literally at the time, that's exactly what I was going through. So, yeah, just hang about it.
So you're really real and personal with your music.
Yeah. I try to keep it real. Like, that's because I want to share my experience with people just in case they're going for the same things, or, like, so they can see that someone else is going for the same things and they're shining. Like, that's what I really want to do. Or if I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about, like, someone I know or, like, a story I've heard. Like, it's always something within me that type of thing.
So do you write all your songs by yourself because you, like, freestyle it, or, like, is there someone that you can bounce stuff with?
So far I've wrote all my things by myself.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna start getting into that co-writing, because I've never co-wrote with anyone. I'm starting to get excited by the idea of, like, sharing ideas with someone. Yeah. And, like, just vibing with someone. So I think in the future I'm definitely gonna try, like, a little co-writing session.
And what about the ideas for your videos? I was watching Never Coming Back and you burn your partner's shit.
I'm so dramatic.
I love that.
Do you do that stuff in real life? Is that based on...
Well, I told you I'm crazy. So I've burnt a couple of things before. Like, I burnt, like, pictures of me and someone, like the teddy bear. It was, like, based on, like, kind of real life because I've done that. But obviously in my yard with, like, water around because I don't want no fire on me. But yeah, like...
I've done the same thing. Raj, I think every girl...
What have you burnt?
I thought this was normal. I thought every woman after a relationship to, you know, get rid of the bad juju, whatever.
The energy.
Yeah. I used to get, like, my mum's pots. I used to, like, when I was at uni, I used to steal her pots, yeah. Take them to my flat, and then I would just, like, get all the stuff and, like, burn it. And I'd feel like, yeah, cleanse. This is cleansing.
Not the pot, though.
I did something for pots. Yeah, the pots are mad. Right,
Girl, what did you do?
Did I tell you about the time when I liked somebody and I bought them a... They liked Batman, so I got them a Batmobile. Have I told you this, right? I bought them a Batmobile, and he was supposed to come meet me, and he didn't. So I tried to, like, light it. It wouldn't light properly because it's obviously a kid's toy. And then I made a YouTube video and then put it on YouTube. Yeah.
Where's the video?
And then sent him the link.
Where's the video?
I deleted it, obviously. This is the thing.
What were you doing in the video? Were you burning it?
I was just trying to burn it.
Were you trying to?
I was just, like, going at it with this lighter and it just wasn't.
You should have just smashed it all the way up. Yeah.
I was pissed.
That is too joke.
That's so cute, though. You bought him a Batmobile.
Shut up, Rush.
Yeah, that's cute. That's so cute. A whole Batmobile girl.
That's so sweet. Look how thoughtful you
are. I ain't doing that shit again. You're crazy. Yeah, sorry. Apologies for being such a twat.
Thank you, next. Because we did a lot of Googling, yeah? I found a Shana bass out there that has worked at a bar before. Is that you?
I don't know. It might have been me because basically every job I've had, yeah, I've been fired from every bar job I had, yeah. The one little bar job I got fired the same day. So you're, I don't know.
Nah,
if it really
wait.
Be on the-
hold on. Okay. Yeah. So there was a Shana Bass on LinkedIn that worked at Weatherspoons.
No, I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe you never know, but I got fired like the same day.
Why? So why?
Because these people are always trying to test me, like, dead after, they're always so cheap. Imagine, yeah, so boom, yeah. I had a little job at Wembley. You know the people that give the little drinks?
Yeah,
at the bar,
yeah.
Wembley, boom. That was me for a couple hours.
Oh, my.
But because basically, we're in the kitchen, yeah, and it's lunchtime, but you're telling me I can't eat in the kitchen. Okay. So you know me and my hungry belly. I was sneaking my little
yeah.
one, two, deal here, yeah. So I'm like, you know, sneaking my food. Tell me why, yeah. Tell me why, yeah. The manager come and slap my hand and slap the food out of my hand, wow. Yeah. I said, that's just mad cheeky. So it was just game all the way over. I didn't play with my food, girl. I didn't play with my food. So yeah, it just went 0 to 100 real quick and fired. And they were like, you're never allowed back in Wembley. And I was like, I'll be performing here. Bye.
Oh my God, that's mad.
Crazy. And if she's watching this,
hey! Oh shit. You sound like Raj now.
Yeah. Hardeep's like, I can see. Hardeep's like, I can see the.
I see the Raj. The Raj Taurus energy.
See, revenge, man. I always say revenge is like the biggest motivation because it can be really positive. In your head, you were just like, all right, you fired me, but I'll be on this stage, bitch, and you're going to
watch.
Yeah,
like, I just think success is the biggest revenge. Yeah. Like, if I'm studying on you, that's the biggest revenge it can be because, yeah.
Raj, if you're ever ill, Shana will basically say the same sort of thing you'll say. So just ask her.
Yeah, she can be my stand-in, man. If she's not on Wembley.
I'm the new host, guys.
Thank you. Next.
Moving from one mad thing to another, let's get into your pop culture thank you next. So before we get into your relationship lessons, we're obviously going to find out something this week that you want to say thank you next to. So what is it?
I keep seeing this, like when people are going out to little house parties or little bars, I keep seeing people do TikTok dances out. And I'm just like, no, because when it comes time for me to come outside, baby, and I want to touch my little slow dance, slow wine with a little fine honey, I don't want him worrying all over me like, no. No, I'm not here for it.
I don't think they're that bad. They bring people together. We haven't had a chance to show people our moves, our bang. What was this?
I feel like if the whole place is doing it, you know what? Cool, I get that. But if you're the one in the middle just shacking out.
They're making it for a TikTok.
I say this now, yeah, but if I say this now, when Savage comes on the club, I'm going to be like, I'm
sorry. I actually don't know the Savage dance, but I would learn it. Was it?
I would have learned it.
I would have thought you'd like it with your performing arts background.
Sometimes I just want to catch a little slow wind, like, I don't want to have to be wearing to GB on and all them
things. No, but it's mad because I just think like dancing is the only time that you're free, like to truly free as a person in your day to day. You're not at your day job. You're not whatever.
Yeah.
And then even in your dancing, you got to be regimented and you got to be all like, okay, it's this move.
Do you get what I mean?
Right. Like, you want to be free. You don't want to be restricted by TikTok.
This is it. And it's like, oh, I have to learn the dance because if the whole club's doing the dance, I'm just there like, oh, looking at the other.
Will you just stand with the people who don't know? I don't know the dance either. I'd just be like,
no, see me, I'm standing up, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not even gonna stand on the side. I'm gonna go in there and do my own thing. I hope everyone just catches
there
on.
We go.
Yeah, I'm gonna break people's dances up if they're doing fucking TikTok dances.
All right,
in the club.
So you both are.
I'm gonna
report
them to the bouncer. I'm just gonna be like, excuse me, you need to get this person out of the club. Like,
please,
what the fuck?
Like, if the whole club's doing it, cool, I get it. But if you're the one, two people just trying to attract the attention and you're there.
I actually think it should be banned in the club. The club should ban TikTok dances because it's just like,
what a surprise.
No, but it's true. Like, what the fuck? We can't even go out to dinner without that's being true. Like, oh, let me film this on my phone. Do a boomerang. All right. And then we're going to do that when we go to the club as well. Fuck off. Like, leave it out.
It's a bit more.
It's so stupid. Like, I love TikTok, but like, come on.
Yeah, same. I love TikTok too. But when you're out, man, just enjoy the vibe. Like, feel the music.
I agree with you. Surprise, surprise.
Well, but I think, yeah. What if it's Content. What if you got to make some content while you're out there?
Well, if you got to do what you got to do, I respect the hustle, innit? If you got to do what you got to do, I'll be like, okay. But then afterwards, come back to the dance floor.
Just be normal. Really,
you know, give it to them. Yeah, just give it to them. If you're hustling, cool, do what you got to do. If you're doing content, cool. But no. No, do that at home.
Yep.
Do that at home. Why you gotta do it to the club?
True. That is very true.
It is true.
Wait, what do you think of the people who go to the shopping centres and do them there? I think that's quite, I quite rate it.
I think it's just cringe, you know? I mean, I think it's a bit cringe, like, because you know what it is, yeah? Maybe it's because when I'm trying to do the things, yeah, I just feel like everyone's watching me. So maybe
they
it's
are, though.
That I'm not confident enough. Yeah, they are probably watching.
Yeah. I love it when it's, you know, you get those TikToks where it's like girls on escalators and they're just busting into a dance and there's random uncles.
Yeah, cool.
There's always random uncles trying to go up the escalator and they're just like, what's going on?
No, I rate the confidence. Yeah,
I really like
still.
It.
They do have, it's a confidence thing, I think.
It is, man.
So are you ready to get into your relationship lessons?
Me ready, born ready, me ready.
Right. So we're going to get into your first lesson. So one taught me... Oh my God, it's embarrassing singing to a singer.
Half-hearted relationships and I'm not here for it.
So tell us about that.
This is mainly with friendships. Like, I just feel like, you know, when you're just shouting someone, they're not really shouting on you, never checking on you. No, I'm not here for that at all. It needs to be a 50-50 thing. Like, if I'm checking on you, you need to check on me. And this is my one as well. Taking pictures, yeah, of your friends is very important. I feel like some people are really hating. Like, I've been taking such nice pictures, like doing angles all on my knee, rocking my elbow, everything, yeah? And I don't get the same type of love. Like, when it's my turn, it's like blurred. And I'm like, that's half-hearted, babes. And I'm just not here for it no more. 50-50.
But do you not think it's a talent thing? Because some people genuinely don't know how to work a camera, even a camera phone.
But listen, I get that, but you need to learn from me because I'm learning for you, baby.
It's like that song, isn't it? You don't know my angles. They need to learn your angles.
You need to, you know, twist it up a bit.
How often do you think someone should shout you then? Or have you got a situation that you've been shouting someone else more than they've been shouting you?
You know what? Yeah, I haven't really got like a, like how often, because I'm not really like a clean, clean person. Like, I don't need someone to talk to me like every single day. But I just feel like in like times of need, like if you see I'm a bit down or something, you should shout me, because when you're down, I would shout you. Just in like situations where I would do it for you, I feel like, cool, you should do it for me type thing.
I feel like we need to help your friends who have been taking crap photos and give them a little lesson. Maybe, why don't you send them like a little YouTube tutorial or something?
I just send them the pictures I send of them. I'm like, can you get it like this, please?
Oh, you know what I do, yes? I will put them in the position, right in position, and then I'll get like the shot and I'll be exactly like this. This is what I want you to get. And then I'll stand in the same position, make them stand in the same place.
I'd be trying to do that too, but then I feel like it gets blurred. And that's why I'm like, this is a bad man thing. I feel like because I'm trying to say something to you, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to sabotage me.
Sabotage.
Yeah, they need to be willing to learn as well, though. There are loads of TikTok tutorials out there for any friends who think they're shit at taking photos.
There actually are those photographer people and the pose, the ones to teach.
Like, please look.
Yeah.
Please look.
Yeah,
please
look. Yeah. Yeah, oh, you know what really annoys me is that when I take photos of people, like there'll be like 50 photos in the camera roll, but when they're taking photos of me and I think that they've taken like 50 photos, I come back and
like
there's,
two.
Yeah, there's like three photos and I'm like, oh, is this what you did in that 5 minutes of
You're
me?
You're hilarious. It's like, what work have you shown?
If you came to me, you'd have 100 options. Like, your camera would be full. It'd be like, you know, they'd be on live so you can pick the pose you like and all of that. It's just like, okay, like, homie, like, give me something. Like,
please.
What? No, yeah, I just think, but I don't know. Some people don't mean it. Some people are just really shit with technology.
Yeah. If you don't mean it, that's cool. But if I see all your selfies and that like, coming out banging or like when it's someone else to take pictures, you're there giving it your all, girl.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nah, you need to do the same for me, man. You need to.
I feel like I'm this person sometimes. The person you're talking about.
The shit person.
Basically,
really?
When it comes to... Like, so I was just away for the weekend and I don't like... When I'm out or chilling in relax mode, I don't want to be... performing and taking the photos. I don't want to be on my phone because our job is a lot of being on your phone and all that crap and social media.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be. And then I'll take a few.
But see, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes
what
sense.
What about your friend then who takes the crap photos? What's their excuse?
Don't make no sense. That one, they don't make no sense because I feel like when I'm seeing you take pictures of your man, though, you're
really, okay, here we go. Going, this is what I get.
Do you know what I mean? You're going all out. That's what I mean. If you're naturally just, you're dead. Like, what can I say? If you're just naturally dead. But if I see that you've got potential,
you're giving it for someone else.
You're really showing out. Yeah, you're giving your 100 for someone else.
Maybe as a joke, like, you know, put the two together, you find your worst blurry one and the one of the man and say, listen, this is what you did for him and this is what you did for me.
True. Like, what's going on? Did you not have your contacts in that day? Like, what's wrong?
Or maybe give them blurry pictures back, really, and then say...
Same energy.
That's
what we always say. It's like, if you get half-hearted energy from someone, we just give half-hearted energy back, and then it's like, it sort of sorts itself out.
You know what it is, yeah? My heart's just so clean, yeah? Naturally, I'm just nice. Like, I would... You know what I mean? It's just natural.
No, but it's a boundaries thing. You have to be like, okay, this person is like this, like, so I'm going to create a boundary here.
This is it. I need to work on my boundaries.
This, again, might be a tourist thing, because I never used to have boundaries until literally a year ago.
I can never say no. Like, I need to work on that. I need to work on my boundaries.
Now that I've started saying no to people, people are like, oh,
really? Right.
Yeah, like, a bit like, and I'm like, oh, this is hard for you now, isn't it? Because before it was like, yeah, I'll come. I'll drive 10 miles. It's okay. I'll pay for your dinner.
So what are you saying thank you next to?
I'm saying thank you next to half-hearted relationships.
Start taking better photos or whatever. Get a better camera phone.
Yeah, man.
Nah, I'm sorry, but if someone's taking really nice photos of their man and not nice photos of you,
this is it. That's cheeky, mate.
That is not good. But we're going to get on to your second lesson. So one taught me...
Cheating, and that is a coward move. We don't do that on this side of the court. Yeah.
Okay, what happened? Tell us, where did you find this lesson in your life?
Oh, girl, where do I start? So I just feel like... when I was younger, especially, I feel like men were just like mad immature. Like, people I was with were mad immature, always trying to go for a new girl or whatever. But I just feel like that's such a coward move. Like, if you really don't want to be with someone, not even if you really don't want to be with someone, but if you find like someone else interesting or you are attractive or you're interested in someone else, I just feel like you should be like honest enough to tell the person you're with, like, you know what, I'm not really feeling this, or I'm feeling this person. Like, I feel like cheating is just so cowardly, and like, I don't get it, and I don't rate it.
I feel like it's keeping your options open.
Yeah, that's cheeky.
Yeah, it's like keeping your options open so you don't end up alone. I don't know. I feel like I don't have enough experience with it, but I feel like logically it's like you'd keep more people so you don't end up on your own. I don't know, because you're scared?
And I feel like, you know them people that like to like have their cake and eat it too, like hold on to the monkey bar, but you're swinging? Like, no. Just be honest and mature and say, you know what, I'm not ready to be in like a relationship. Like, I just want to be open, like talk to other people. That's fine. But like, you need to be honest. Like, I feel like you can't be getting into a relationship with someone to hurt them. Like, that just doesn't make sense.
I've never really thought about it from a cheater's perspective, but every time anyone talks about cheating, like, I always go to Tristan Thompson. Like, that's where my head goes. Like,
that's why.
What the fuck? Like, seriously. And it's just like, you know, everyone calls him Community D and all
that's
of that.
That's embarrassing as well. Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, no.
I just can't think of a worse situation, like when she was pregnant, to be, you know, just sliding their dick into other vaginas. All right.
Slide as well.
Like, yeah, but yeah. Just the latest one that I heard was obviously that she's broken up with him, and then they announced the breakup. The day that she announced the breakup had been the night before he had been out at a Drake after party and been in a bedroom with three other women and came out looking disheveled afterwards. And it's just like, okay.
Rude.
But I really
That's
don't.
Rude,
and then, like, you know, this week it was Chloe's birthday. So he's posted a picture being like, happy birthday to the love of my life. Da 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 da. And it's like, Tristan, you're talking, like, what are you doing?
And he violated on a, like, different level of it. Oh. You already messed with someone that she knows, like, knows. Like, that's just... He crossed all the lines. Like, that's just a no.
But then I always see all the hate on Twitter, and everyone's always like, oh, but Chloe got with someone who had... Apparently, he's cheated on everyone he's been with, and he might have been with someone when she got with him, or I don't know what the deal is, but everyone's always like, she got with a cheater, so she knew what she was getting.
No, but I don't think that's right either, because I feel like you have to give people a chance. Like, you can't judge everyone off their past, because some people can change. Like,
Yeah.
Do you know, so you can't be like, oh, she was with like a serial cheater. Like, because some people have been serial cheaters and then they treat the person they're with now like really good.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be a little red flag in your head, like a little, like this could happen. Like, do you know?
I'm taking it you had an experience with a cheater.
Yeah, that's where Boston 9 came from.
Okay.
Because it was
Yes,
because it was like, I held it down. And then, you know, when you have to do the little, go for the phone real quick.
So
yeah,
that's what you did.
Because I just had a feeling, like, I just had an instinct. Because every time I was around you, because I'm not one to go through people's phones. I feel like if you're going to go through someone's phone, that means you really don't trust them. And, like, you shouldn't be together anyways. But I was just having this instinct because every minute you're just like, turning your phone or like you're hiding it or like, yeah, I was no. So when he was asleep, yeah, I got that thumbprint. I done some epic girl. I said, let me tell you that.
Raj, it's like looking in the mirror, isn't it? But we always say Raj is a detective.
I'm proud of you for doing that. She had to do what she had to do.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Yes, I got the phone. We'll put the farm on the phone.
Weren't your heart beating? Like,
bro, I've never my
best. Living on the edge.
I was risking it all. And see me, I'm so extra. Yeah, I'm proper, like taking it seriously. I'm there huddling on the floor, like to get to the phone. Like,
shit. Now you were. You was not.
Yeah, like my. I swear to God, and my heart, yeah, was literally like, dun. But when I saw what I needed to see. Yeah, game over. That phone got dashed straight in that head.
Did it?
Well, was he asleep?
Yeah, he was not crazy.
Just a dash in the head.
That's conk. And it was like, oh my God, what happened? Like, and I was like, you'll know. Yeah, you should know.
Oh my God, man.
Were there any signs? So obviously you said with the phone, the turning around and stuff.
Yeah.
Was there anything else?
Most times I would say, yeah, like, because I felt like, oh, your attention was getting less and less. And I was feeling like, it's just not making no sense. Because if you're not giving it all to me, who are you giving it to? Mm. Because, And it was just a bit sus. Like, I felt like it was just mad sneaky. And, like, I felt like, you know, when someone's constantly as well trying to, like, insinuate you're randomly doing things. I feel it's because they're doing things.
They're that's projecting.
You're projecting your things onto me, baby, and that's just not it. So I thought, like, yeah, this is weird. So let me just see what I've gone and I saw what I've gone.
Oh, fucking hell. CIA, and you found the answers.
No, this is what I mean, man.
You know, people.
I get it. People are like, you know, you shouldn't be going through someone's phone and da 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 da. But sometimes it has to be done.
Yeah, it really does. Like, it really does. Sometimes you need to know. But now I feel like that taught me, like, if I ever feel like I want to go on someone's phone or something, I just know I'm not here for that whole
get
thing.
Get out.
Like, nah. Because I feel like trust is, like, a big thing. So if I feel like I need to go for your phone, nah.
I think that is a big relationship lesson, actually, because
yeah, it's something that taught me a lot.
Yeah, people don't really talk about that if you actually do feel like you need to do that, because I think so many people think it's normal to go through their partner's
phone. I don't think that, like, it's really not normal, and I feel like I used to think that was normal, like, oh yeah, it's normal, like, we can go through each other. Now I feel like that's just so, your phone is like personal, like, I'm thinking you don't need to be really going through someone's phone unless you really think they're doing something they shouldn't be. Then what's the need? I don't even know.
My ex used to use my phone all the time, even though he had a phone of his own right in front of him. Do you know what I mean? Like, so,
I think he's probably trying to suss
trust me.
No one needs to be getting your phone for no reason. Like, let me go on Just Eat, bro. You have Just Eat on your
That's
phone.
Funny.
Yeah. Like, you have this app. The only thing I had on my phone that he didn't have was Instagram, so he used to snoop from my Instagram.
Yeah, he's definitely trying to suss you out, girl. He's trying to snoop. Trying to see the notifications.
That's interesting, you know. Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a real schooling on the inside mind of a cheater.
You know, criminal minds, cheater minds.
Yeah, I feel like guys always be like, oh, what's your pin? What's your pin? And you're just like, what? Do they not?
I say, this is face control. This is face ID, baby.
Yeah.
No, I tell, like, my mum and my friend, like, say if you're with each other and they need your phone, it's like, oh, your hands are wet or something. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, that's different. Like, my mum, my friend's cool. That's different. But if I feel like you are just trying to literally look for my phone, like, if it's not something you need,
I feel like I can imagine a meme in my head of, like, a guy dying on the road, just got ran over, who's still like, no.
You're holding your phone. Billy, Billion. That is so true. Billion percent.
I've only found out that I've been cheated on like years after the relationship happened. So like either one of the friends has confirmed it to me and be like, yeah, he was with this person. Or like I found out because I went to work. I remember last time I went to work at the airport. I started a job at the airport. He was working at Terminal 5. I was working at Terminal 3. And like the Terminal 5 girls were working on my, I used to work on a Mac counter, working on my counter in Mac. And then they were like, oh, you used to date Thingy. Oh, but he was dating her though. How was he dating? And I was like,
and they're bad mind too. See, girl like that. That's wicked because you know, not even with him, like, they're just trying to give you some bad energy because really, why would they even tell
you? You know people who do that, who add extra Thingy? They're like, oh, it's like, why are you doing that, you little prick? Yeah, you know what? My old housemate did that. I don't know if I've told you. So I was seeing this guy and I came back off holiday and my friend gave me this. Well, she weren't my friend. An acquaintance was like, oh, he's been hanging out with her while you're gone. I didn't need to know the extra info.
Know that. Why?
And I was hurt.
Some people just, I feel like some people just want to see your reaction. Like, yeah. Or they just want to see the drama because some things you don't need to tell me, but you're just telling me. Like, I don't like when people tell me about my exes and that. I don't need to know. I don't care. Like, why are you telling me?
Yeah. Like, I don't need to know who my ex is dating now. Yeah, like, I think that's too so much. Like, you don't need that's to say that so shit to me.
Yeah, leave that on the other side. I don't want it.
So this one girl told me that my ex is dating someone and she's like, oh, I can see why he's dating her. You know, she's pretty. And I just thought, check yourself before you speak.
Friend, weird. That's a friend of me, girl. Yeah.
No. That's just, not, yeah, I was just like, you can't.
Think that, they should not be saying that. Even if they think that. No.
And I don't care who he's with, but like, please, like, shut up.
Yeah, you don't just start naming the good things about the next person they date. That's for you, okay?
But I don't care if she's Beyonce. I need to be hearing, girl, you the baddest. He lost the back line. No.
Because that's deep down what I'm thinking. No. I'm like, yeah, you're not going to get better.
Isn't it? Yeah, you know I'm thinking that anyway.
In my head, I was just like, are you all right? Like, okay, but anyway. So
yeah, that's good.
We move. I feel like so much tea is just getting spilt now, but so what are you saying thank you next to?
I'm saying thank you next to them cheaters. No, thank you.
It's a no. It's a no. Oh, I was actually going to ask you, is that one of your like boundary breakers, like deal breakers completely if someone's a cheater?
Billion percent. Like you can't, that's a diss. That's what I mean. That's like a mad disrespect. Like, I feel like if you're, I think it's because I'm like a very like open person. Like whoever I'm with, like we got to be like best friends first. Like, so there's always a friendship before there's anything. So I feel like if you're really going to violate me, like, I don't understand it because I'm not one of them girls that like, you literally can't tell and I'll like beat you up. I'm more like, if you tell me, cool, like I want you to be happy. Like, so
I say exactly the same shit. This is mad.
Like, if you tell me, cool, like we can work something out, we can be friends or whatever. But if you're just there disrespecting me behind my back, nah, that's just no.
What counts as cheating though? What about emotional cheating?
That's cheating. Like, see if you're, that's even worse as well. Like, I feel like, do you know why it's a bit worse yet? Because that means your heart, your mind, that like, you're giving them your proper energy, like no. Damn. If you're just slanging a little dick, it might be meaningless to you, innit? And that's still like a violation, but it might be meaningless. But see if you're literally emotionally cheating, that's how I know like you really like this person, like you genuinely wanna talk to them, wanna like no.
Both would hurt. I mean, if I found out about either, it both would hurt.
Definitely. 1,000,000%.
What if you had just started dating someone or you're getting to know someone, you're on that best friends level and they were like, oh, I cheated on my last girlfriend and my girlfriend before that, blah, 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 blah. Would you be like,
I'll ask them why, like, see me, I'll ask them why, like, what was the situation? Like, I feel like everyone can go, I'll tell them, like, if you're ready to go with me, like, you need to know that's not going to run in this situation. But I feel like if you're even honest and open enough to tell me that, I'm not going to be like, oh, nah, because you're being honest and you're telling me, so... Yeah, I'm not going
to
use it against
you. So you're willing to work on it?
I'm willing.
Next.
So we're going to get onto your third lesson. One taught me.
People that drain your blood clot energy. Not here for it.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Okay, I just mean them leechy people. Leechy. Like,
imagine someone calls you a leech.
They're them leechy people. Like, in general that like this could be like family, friends, whoever, like that just want to be negative, like just draining your positivity out of you. Like they always got something to say, like always an issue. No, there's always drama. I'm just no, not on this side of the court, baby. No.
How do you know when you've got someone leeching off your energy?
I just feel like when you notice that you're just starting to feel so drained around someone, or like if you, yeah, when you just feel drained and like exhausted around someone, that's how I feel like I know that you're literally just draining my energy. Like you're literally a leech, like I can't deal with it.
I have to ask you though, have you had any long-term leeches in your life that made you realise that they were a leech?
I feel like some people in my family can be a bit leechy at times, like because even like little stuff, you know when your family's just always got something to say, like even like, okay, even via lockdown, like during lockdown, me, I love a food in it, so I'm putting on a bit of weight and it's always the family to be like, girl, like you look really bad. I'm just like, no, I don't. Yeah, like that annoys me so much. I'm like, no, I don't, because if I said to you, if it's the other way around, if I ever said that to you, it would be an issue. So I just feel like some people are just like literally just so leechy. Like you just want to drain my positivity out of me. Like just go away. Like have a chill pill. Go and do that somewhere else. Like yeah. Get a diary or something. I don't know, but go away.
I hate that whole weight thing. And I'm like, we've all gone through a pandemic. Obviously, I've put on a bit of weight in the pandemic as well, yeah? And my mum, we're doing all this work at the house. So my mum has this lady that comes and like helps her and whatever, whatever. And she came and she hasn't seen me in a couple of months. She was like, oh, you've put on weight, haven't you? And I was like, you have not seen me in months. And that is the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, I was just
not
like,
even like,
oh,
how are you?
Yeah. Like, usually it's like, oh, how are you doing? Da, 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 da. You know, we'll throw a little bit. And I just looked at her and I was just like,
yeah, and it's like even like people that literally have no place to say nothing. Like even the other day, my mum was with like one of her like old school friends, and like as soon as I got on the phone to like her, she was like, oh yeah, I've seen like some pictures, like you really put on weight. And I was just like, one, you know me, when I was like 8 years old, I'm obviously gonna put on weight, like girl. And two, it's just mad cheeky, not even like a how are you, hello. I'm way if I'm really comfortable with myself, like I don't see why you feel the need to.
Because you do like, seem very comfortable with yourself, like you know.
I am, like I'm like
your progression music wise, even in the videos, obviously you were really, really young on the Clean Bandit one. Mm. And like now you look like you're comfortable. You look like you're in your element. You're owning your stuff, you know?
Yeah. I feel like as well, even if I have like insecurities and that, it's not your business. Like I can deal with that by myself, like, or people that I feel comfortable enough to talk to that with. Like, but if I'm not talking to you about it, like I don't get why you're talking to me about it, like type of thing. If you come on like a constructive criticism type vibe, like, in a nice way, I would appreciate it. But when you just straight out shoot me down, like, no. Like,
yeah. It's really weird. I don't know if it's like a cultural thing. I just don't really get it. And it's just like, especially older people, like they really feel like they can comment on that.
Yeah, especially older people.
It's kind of like they don't know about self-esteem, or, you know, people have self-esteem.
They're like, hello, I am human. Please. And like, because of the way I am as well, like I'm, as I said, I only really show my emotional side, like when I'm singing, or like that's really it. So people think I'm like made of steel, I think sometimes. And I'm just like, no, like I am human. I do have feelings. Like you are cheeky. Like you are cheeky. But yeah. And like not even a weight thing, even just in general, like, you know, them people that are just constantly have something wrong in their life, that like, they're never optimistic, like they're never positive. No, I'm not here for that. Like, because I feel like I need that positivity breeds positivity. I don't want to be around negative Nazis. No.
How do you stay positive then?
I'm an optimistic person, so I always just try to see the bigger picture. Like, I always try to see to the future. Like, if I'm going for something, I always just see it as, okay, it can't get worse. Like, there's only a way up. Like, that's how I always just try to look at life.
If someone is draining your energy, yeah, how do you deal with that person?
If you have a good relationship with that person and you're cooking like, well, you're being like mad negative all the time instead, I would have a conversation. I'll be like, girl, you need to be more positive. You literally need to be more positive, because I feel like I don't want negative energy around me in general. Like, I just want people that are on a positive wavelength. Like, yeah. So I would just have a conversation. And if the conversation not working and I deep, like, this is just you, you're just like literally a negative lead. Like, I would just cry it off.
If they knew that you were calling them negative leeches, I'm sure they'd stop. What did you say to your mom's friend then when she said that?
I said, you cheeky man. Like I said, this is a bit cheeky. Like, obviously, I'm back. Because she's a bit older than that, I'm not going to be like mad on her. But
yeah.
I was just like, ooh, you're a bit cheeky. This is a bit. I'm really like to my mom, like, girl, don't put her on the phone again. Like, I'm literally get her on the phone again. Like, really.
I feel like our bodies change so much as well. I remember, like, once I finished school, went to uni. Mm. Like I put on weight really fast, your metabolism, all that bullshit, and then you go through stuff and blah blah blah.
Because I've always been mad like small, like I've always been really like skinny. So now I'm putting on a little, I don't even think I'm big, but now I'm putting on a little bit of weight. It's like a shock to everyone because I've always been like really small. But I'm just like, if I love myself, just love me. Like, just don't like. And I'm the type of person as well. I don't really. Obviously, I feel like it's good to be fit and that. Like, health is wealth. But I feel like if you're comfortable with yourself, then. Like, so what? Like, don't care. Like, don't give a fuck. If you love yourself, fuck it.
Hardeep, I was going to say to you, actually, has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like people are draining your energy?
It's been a while since I felt someone's draining my energy, but as soon as they do, like, say if you're talking to someone and they're giving you leechy vibes, what I normally do is when I come across them at work, for example, and you can't really control it, they'll say one thing negative, like, oh, the weather's shit today, isn't it? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, it was all right in the week, though, weren't it? I'm not trying to do toxic positivity, but I'll be like, oh, it's all right. Or I'd be like, well, at least we're at work. And then if they keep saying negative things, I'll throw like another positive thing out and see how they react. And then after that, I'll just ignore them, which I don't know if it's, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but it's kind of like a little test.
Yeah. You're trying to give them a chance. And if they're not taking it, they're not taking it.
Yeah. I'll just be like, oh, I'll allow it then. Just forget it. Yeah. What about you, Reg?
You know, you have this thing where when you've worked on yourself, you want everyone else to work on yourself around you as well. And I've just learned in time, you can't force anyone to do nothing, man. Sometimes you can put stuff out there. You can buy them the books. You can have the conversations. You can talk about therapy, you can talk about counselling, you can talk about great articles you've read, but if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. They might read the article, but they might not absorb it in the way you absorbed it or whatever. So the only thing you can protect is yourself. So I just think, yeah, if someone's draining your energy, like I have got people in my life who are a bit energy draining and I still have them in my life, but it's just I've really limited the interactions.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I think that's amazing. You just got to keep your energy safe, protect it at all costs.
Yeah, man. Protect your energy. I love that song. I love that song.
So what are you saying thank you next to?
I'm saying thank you next to toxic relationships.
Peace out. We don't want no toxic dick.
No.
Anything.
No toxic nothing.
No toxic nothing. No toxic Tristans anywhere near us, man.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
Seriously. But thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I've loved every second.
I really genuinely thought we were going to get a story about you working at Wetherspoons because, like, I was like, who is this Shana Bates on LinkedIn?
Not me. I just drink there, my little cocktail £9. But never have I ever worked there.
I'm going to click on her profile now and just see who she is.
I already did. It didn't take me anywhere.
What does she look like? Is she cute? Hopefully, because I want the name to, like, you know, keep it running.
It had no photo.
Oh, no photo.
I'm going to FBI.
Yeah.
I want to know who it is.
Well, if I hit you up, yeah, like, oh, please, FBI. You know
what it's not. I feel like you guys together could do some damage with the information that you could get.
It's very, very
bad. It'd be crazy.
I purposely don't tell Raj people's full names.
Yeah, I was just about to say, don't give the last name. Don't give the last name.
I found her ex once and she made me block him.
I made her block him because I was like, he'll come up on your suggested friends, people you might know or something. I was like, I'm not having that.
Don't kill me. Oh,
absolutely not.
They chase back to you.
But yeah, if people want to do a little bit of investigating about you, where can they find out more about you?
My socials, Shana Bays. I'm always dropping music, so be on the lookout. I'm always about, really. But yeah, if you want to find me, Shana Bays on everything, that's on there.
Except
for LinkedIn. Shana Bays is not a LinkedIn.
She is not the Wetherspoons LinkedIn Shana Bays. We have an exclusive there. I was going to say, are you going to do any covers? Are you going to drop any covers?
Oh, we'll have to see. Like, we'll see how I'm feeling. Like, we'll see.
Are there any tracks out there that you would cover right now? Like, is there anything that you're like, oh, I'll do a spin on that?
I'm really an old soul, so I love, like, old music. So, yeah, maybe like a little Ella Fitzgerald or something. Like, that's one of my favourite artists. So, like, or maybe like a little R&B something. I'll see how I'm feeling.
I love covers, innit? I'm obsessed with covers. You mentioned there's going to be an album coming out next year. Is there anything you can tell us now about the album?
I feel like it's going to be my most, like, developed project, because I feel like I'm at a stage now where I know my sound, I know what I want to be singing about. And yeah, it's just going to be a raw, real album, and I'm mad excited about it. And the 12 song a month, keep being ready, people, then, because I'm coming, and that's on God.
We want to say thank you to Shana Bass for joining us on this episode.
Make sure you share this episode with somebody who's been cheated on and used a fingerprint or is suspecting of the cheating and is thinking of using the fingerprint.
Anyone that's been through their ex's phone, man. Those memories, you know, like you feel like you're doing espionage when you're doing it. It is actually so fun because you're like, is he asleep? Is he going to feel me moving in the bed? Am I going to, oh, and then you're like, oh, am I in the phone? Is he going to wake up? Oh, I'll just pretend I'm going to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I've done a few like little sneaky things, but nothing on that kind of level. So I know even the sneaky things I do, like, I don't know, robbing some of my housemate's milk. That's like, shit.
You never been through someone's phone?
I used to just like go through my ex's phone, but I knew I had nothing to look for. So I was just there, just checking.
Then what were you checking for?
Just like to look for names, like, all right, to get a vibe of who you're talking to.
You know what I did? I searched my name in WhatsApp and I could see everything that was said about me.
Raj, that's the one that would hurt you the most, finding out when your name has been discussed. What did you find?
I think I have said this on podcast before, conversations with his sister about me, conversations with his mum about me,
yeah.
Things he was saying about my parents. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm really glad I found that stuff because those were all warning signs then. And I didn't take it. You know what? I stayed in that relationship after reading all of that stuff. That's mad. Why would you do that?
Say a few times if it was not that level, because that's quite bad.
Mm.
What if it's like, oh, right, just doing my head in today.
Oh, that's fine. Oh my God. Come on. That's fine. But to say the things that I read, oh my Lord. I remember one thing was, oh, I did say this. Raj hasn't been brought up correctly.
Mm.
Oh my God. Do you want to check yourself, babe?
There's no coming back from that, because how can you?
I mean, and I still stayed in that relationship. This is why, you know, now I have boundaries. I have a lot more self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
Any form of disrespect that happens, you're out. You're out. Goodbye. Sayonara.
Share this episode with somebody who has searched their name. This is really specific.
Honestly, if you've done it too, do tell us. Get in touch at hithankyounextpodcast@gmail.com, or you can DM us on the socials. We're everywhere. We're on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's Thank You Next Pod.
We'll be back next week with more shit we want to say thank you next to.
And maybe we'll know if it is coming home or not. Is the dream over?
Hopefully we'll know by then. And oh yeah, I will be, my wait will finally be over. Oh no, but people will still be banging on about football.
When are the Euros finishing?
Oh, soon, hopefully.
But we know that it's just going to be about Love Island from now till, I don't know, is it 8 weeks? Is it 8 weeks long, Hardy?
Yeah.
There we go. I remember one year where it was so good that ITV decided to extend it by a week or two. And it was insane because I was just like, oh, I'm getting more shifts. All right, then. More money for me.
It's mad. You think it's coming to an end and it just carries on. Fucking hell.
Literally, imagine if you had booked a holiday to be like, oh, it's like, it's been a tough summer. I'm going to finish Love Island. I'm going to go on holiday.
That would be me. I'd be gone.
I was like, thank God I didn't book nothing.
Fuck.
But yeah, Love Island season is with us for the next 8 weeks.
We'll be back talking about more Love Island. Oh my God, lessons from Love Island we should do at some point.
I mean, Love Island is where I learned what gaslighting is about. I'm never going to forget that. I'm so thankful for that. That is mad.
That's what I said. Human psychology.
And you get to have conversations that you just wouldn't normally have. When else would my mum ever tell me about foot hygiene?
Now you know.
Now I know about all the germs.
We're leaving you now with that thought in your mind of someone's toe in your mouth.
Can you feel it?
Hopefully not. And if you like it, also let us know.
Hardy, would you ever put someone's toe in your mouth?
No.
Okay, but you'd put your toe in someone's mouth.
Bye.
She would. Thank you.
Next.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.